It is 7:45 on another Saturday in CCO land when we chat Wine Talk with Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Morning, Jack.
Hello, Denny. How are things going?
Well, if it turns spring, I'll be very happy. But it hasn't.
They tell me that the ice out this year is going to be the latest ever.
I believe it.
I read something in the paper about that today.
But we're going to be close to 50 on Wednesday. How about that?
Well, it'll take a lot of days like that to get 20 inches of ice melted.
For sure. Yeah. What are we going to talk about today?
You know, today I thought we would talk about, I get questions all the time, and, you know, in this kind of late winter freeze we have, what are good wines to have? And I always recommend Cote de Rhone. And somebody said, well, what is Cote de Rhone? Well, the Rhone Valley is a very interesting area in the wine world. It's probably the oldest commercial wine growing area in the entire world. The wines originally were planted by the Phoenicians, and of course wines have been produced in the region since pre-Roman times. It was one of the few wines that the Romans sent back to Italy because they liked the wine so much. The wines of this area have been the favorite of kings and queens, and then of course it got the unique distinction in the 14th, 15th century of having the papacy move from Rome to Avignon, which is right in the heart of the Cote de Rhone, and the Pope stayed there on and off for about 60 years. And so it has a very noble history of producing commercial wines of high quality. The northern part of the Rhone Valley makes things like Cote Rôti, which are pricey and big-bodied, or Quandrenou wines, which are white. In fact, there's a vineyard in the northern Rhone called Chateau Gillette, which is actually the home of the grape Viognier. And Gillette is the smallest appellation in France. It's only a hectare or two, and it's a highly regarded white wine from the Rhone. But Hermitage is probably the most famous. An inexpensive one is Coronas or Croix Hermitage, St. Joseph. Those are the northern wines. But the southern Rhones are really the ones where they real remarkable values today, in my opinion. It's a huge area. The southern Rhone consists of about 90,000 acres of vines at the moment. I mean, that's an enormous stretch of vineyards. There's 5,200 growers in those acreage and 70 co-ops and about 900 private producers. The growers mainly sell to co-ops, and a few growers will produce their own, but not too many. So it's a big, big area. The red wines from the area are predominantly Grenache with a little Syrah, Cinsault, Carignan, and Modovre are the red grapes, but mainly Grenache and Syrah. The white are Claret, Grenache Blanc, Marsanin, Roussanne, and Viognier are the white wines from the area. So, you know, but what the Rhone produces, in my opinion, are just great bargain wines that are affordable and quite delicious. The northern Rhone wines require some aging, except Croix Hermitage. Southern Rhone wines, really, with the exception of Châteauneuf du Pape, which is the most famous of the southern Rhone wines, Grenache is king there, and all Châteauneuf du Papes are blended. And, of course, Châteauneuf du Pape means House of the New Pope, and that came about because of the schism in the Catholic Church, which sent the papacy from Rome to Avignon. And the growing conditions are very nice in the Rhone Valley. You know, they have very, very mild winters because the mountains there protect from the mistral that comes through Provence, those wind storms which can be very harmful to vines. And the Châteauneuf du Pape is without question the best wine of the southern Rhone, but it's big wine, and like I said, it's probably best when it's about 6 to 10 years old. Châteauneuf du Pape have been known to live over 25 years, but mainly the Rhone wines are meant to be appreciated in the first 7 or 8 years of their life, and they're wonderfully delicious. As I said, the Grenache is the king grape there, while Syrah is the king grape in the northern Rhone Valley. The southern one, it's Grenache. And as I said, the growing conditions are very nice. You have mild winters, long summers, which the Grenache simply loves. Some of the other appellations in the area is Gigondas, which was the first Côte du Rhône to be granted its own appellation. And then Vacaras came along a little later. Of course, we all know about Tavel. Tavel is a rosé produced in the southern Rhône. And believe it or not, I never even knew this till a couple years ago. I knew they only produced rosé wine. That was a papal decree when the Pope was there that Tavel should produce nothing but rosé wine. And they're still following that as actually a law in the French Department of Agriculture. They can't grow anything in Tavel but rosés. But as I said, Gigondas is good. And, of course, they make a wine called Baume de Venise, which is a sweet wine and very pleasant. It's hard to come by, but it's worth seeking out. And they claim, you know, that Baume de Venise is from Muscat, the Muscat grape, and it really is a terrific wine. You know, when we talk about the Grenache-based wines, they're really just perfect to have with almost any kind of food. I'm so fond of Côte du Rhône that they're my go-to everyday wine because they're so accessible. They're drinkable early on. They really are a wonderful wine. There's some good growers to watch for. Delas is one. Cabrières is another. Chapoutier, Jaboulet, are all good names to get in the Rhone Valley. You have to be kind of careful because, as I said, there's 70 co-ops and 900 producers of wine. Now, producers don't happen to be all big estate owners, etc. Some of those producers produce maybe 1,000, 1,500 cases of wine. So you have to be kind of careful. While a lot of good wine is produced there, there's quite a bit of plunk, too. So you want to make sure you know the property or you at least know the wine merchant you're dealing with when you're buying a Côte du Rhône because they're so much variance between the top and the least. And like I said, the best part about the Côte du Rhône is they're so affordable. You can really get a very nice Côte du Rhône for around $10. And if you're willing to spend $15 to $17 to $20, you can get an absolutely superb one that will absolutely dazzle you and your palate. The wonderful Côte du Rhône villages are just the kind of wines that, in my opinion, are perfect for this sort of extension of winter we're undergoing. You know, they aren't springtime wines. They're wines that go very, very well with all sorts of foods, whether you're planning something very fancy or just something very ordinary. Even burgers on the grill are pretty good with a good, well-chosen Côte du Rhône. And they make in the Côte du Rhône, unlike Châteauneuf-du-Pape produces no rosé whatsoever. Maybe some growers will produce some for their own consumption at their estate, but they can't be labeled Côte du Rhône. Châteauneuf-du-Pape. Châteauneuf-du-Pape's only can be red and white, whereas Côte du Rhône's can be white, red, and rosé, and they're all pretty good. The white is a wonderful one that's primarily Grenache Blanc or Claret. Few of them have a little Viognier in them. They're nice changes from sort of ABC, anything but Chardonnay. A Côte du Rhône Blanc is wonderful. The rosés in Côte du Rhône, I can't say enough nice things about. They're really masters. I think the finest rosé, in my opinion, in the world is Tavel. I've said that before. And the other people in the Rhone Valley, obviously being so familiar with Tavel, they've become masters. And in fact, I think they rival Provence. While Provence makes a lot more rosé than the Côte du Rhône does, the Côte du Rhône's, in my own opinion, have a little more body and a little more flavor for a rosé than the Provençal rosés do. You know, they're lighter. And so you can have these Côte du Rhône rosés at this time of year, they're wonderful aperitifs, etc., where those Provence ones are so light and delicate that I think they need to be drunk in warm weather, you know, sitting by the sea, and or as an aperitif in the summer. But the rosés from the Côte d'Aron are really not to be overlooked because they are delicious and they're so affordable. And then, of course, what they do best there is the Côte d'Aron red wines. They're masters, in my opinion. Whether it's a co-op or it's a private producer, if you get the right one, it'll dazzle your palate and your pocketbook. They're very, very reasonable wines. And I think they're worth seeking out. The Côte d'Aron, obviously, as I opened this up with, has been shipping wine since the Phoenician times. So that's a long, long time ago. And they still continue to ship wines out of the area. And there must be a good reason for that very noble history. And I'll tell you what it is. They make darn good wines in the Côte d'Aron. It's the southern end of the Rhone Valley. And I think Côte d'Aron's may very well be Mediterranean wines at their very, very best, at their apex. And don't forget, those wonderful little Côte d'Aron's come in red, white, and rosé, and they're all worth trying. And best of all, they're all very affordable.
Yeah, they really are, and tasty as well. You can find a whole range of food that that the Rhones will go with. Well, Jack, always some great information. Folks, maybe they're planning a little meal today, tonight, tomorrow, and they need some pairing. The folks at Haskell's will surely help you out.
Indeed. The folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine. And the good news is, as of yesterday, their spring wine sale has started. And boy, I'll tell you, what a sale it is. In the Rhone Valley that we were just talking about, they have over 30 different Rhone wines on sale. And I'm sure that there's one to please your pocketbook and your palate in that large assortment of Côte d'Aron's that are on sale at Haskell's. So folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine. As I said, today's their first day of the big sale. Actually, yesterday was, but today's really the big kickoff because every single Haskell's store today is having a grand tasting where you'll taste lots and lots of your favorite wines. Everywhere you turn in the store, there's this tasting station to try some different wines that are sure to please, as I said earlier, your palate and your pocketbook. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars today, the first day of our sale, in Bloomington, Chanhassen, Excelsior. There's a Haskell's in Faribault, right off of 35. Haskell's Super Cellar up in Maple Grove, not to be missed. What a store. And Haskell's, of course, in downtown Minneapolis on Saturday and Sunday, boasts free parking. Haskell's at Ridgedale and Minnetonka, Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com or go to WCCO.com/wine. Take you right to the Haskell's website where you can peruse our holiday or our spring catalog, 24 pages of wines from the world at great bargain prices. It's the sale of the year. Not to stop in today and taste your way through hundreds of different wines, and I'm sure you're going to find something that you'll just find you can't live without.
Absolutely. Jack, let's talk again next week. Maybe it'll be a little warmer.
I hope so. I'm going to look forward to that, Danny.
All right. Thank you, Jack. Jack Farrell from Haskell's back next week with another Wine Chat.